This is an exciting exhibit that explores the history behind the beer brewing processes, architecture, the barrel vault tunnels, and the local beer barons that together made Cincinnati a national leader in the brewing industry.
What are the tunnels all about?
The barrel vault tunnels were created to enable the breweries to make lager beer. And it had to be maintained at a specific temperature. So they dug these tunnels under the brewery buildings, and that is what is so unique to Cincinnati. We have more brewery buildings than any other city in the U.S.
Why was Cincinnati such a popular place to locate breweries?
It was really the German influence. The quantity of German immigrants that settled here, drank a lot of beer, and, you know, it all kind of played off of each other. The more the Germans wanted beer, the more breweries that were built, it drove the economic development of the city and providing beer for the region. It became kind of an economic anchor.
Kind of a domino effect. We're really seeing a resurgence of small craft breweries opening in Cincinnati. Are the new owners preserving the integrity of the breweries and the beer?
Yes, there's a lot of exciting preservation happening in Over the Rhine. In Cincinnati, we have something called a beer brewery district, and they are working with owners and historians as different buildings that are known to have housed breweries are being rehabbed, turned into apartments. Some will have retail. Some already have a couple of tap rooms in them. So there's a lot of work going forward to recognize these very well-built structures and preserve the details.
You've got a special presentation on January 25th titled Cooking with Beer. It sounds like it's right up my alley. What will people learn?
We are fortunate to have Chef Stefan Skirts from S&J Bakery and Cafe of Finley Market to tell us how he uses ingredients from the Christian Moorline Brewery. He actually uses some of their ingredients, beer and I think it's a malt grain substance, when he makes one of his breads and a beer cheese. So we are excited to see what he will share with us when he comes that day.
Is registration required, and what's the cost?
We are not asking for pre-registration. It is part of the $2 admission coming into the Betts House. And it will be first come, first serve. He'll be here at least an hour talking about how to use beer-related ingredients in cooking.
The Betts House does have limited hours. When can people come check out the exhibit?
We are open 3 days a week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then we are open the second and fourth Saturday of each month from 12:30 until 5.
You can find out how to get more information about Bricks, Barrel Vault, and beer at the Betts House on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dale Deardorff, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate it.